1895. Character is revealed by a crisis. When the earnest voice proclaimed at midnight, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him," the sleeping virgins roused from their slumbers, and it was seen who had made preparation for the event. Both parties were taken unawares, but one was prepared for the emergency and the other was found without preparation. Character is revealed by circumstances. Emergencies bring out the true metal of character. Some sudden and unlooked for calamity, bereavement, or crisis, some unexpected sickness or anguish, something that brings the soul face to face with death, will bring out the true inwardness of character. It will be made manifest whether or not there is any real faith in the promises of the Word of God. It will be made manifest whether or not the soul is sustained by grace, whether there is oil in the vessel with the lamp. Testing time comes to all. How do we conduct ourselves under the test and proving of God? Do our lamps go out? Or do we still keep them burning? Are we prepared for every emergency by our connection with Him who is full of grace and truth? The five wise virgins could not impart their character to the five foolish virgins. Character must be formed by us as individuals. Brothers and sisters, the second quote that we started with today said that the events connected with the close of probation have been clearly revealed. And we're in our following studies, we're going to demonstrate conclusively that probation closes for the house of God at the Sunday test. Now, I'm not saying it happens on one specific day, but under that test, our probation closes. That test has been designed by God to purify the church, separate the wise and foolish virgins. But that test is the crisis that has been ordained by God to reveal our character, and it's always, in this context, some sudden and unlooked-for calamity. Do you think the Sunday law is maybe 2 or 3 years off? Maybe 3 or 4 years off? It comes as an overwhelming surprise. It's not wise to be putting it off with that kind of faulty reasoning, brothers and sisters. There's evidence from every angle that the Sunday law could be here in a very short period of time. Now, it says during this crisis that demonstrates our character, it's something that brings the soul face to face with death. Brothers and sisters, if we're confronted with the Sunday law as Seventh-day Adventists, and our character hasn't been developed to stand on the Sabbath truth, and we give in and accept the Sunday, do we not know as Seventh-day Adventists that that is death, eternal death? That test, we understand as Seventh-day Adventists, is a life or death test for us. If we choose wrong, we're lost eternally.